now tuned in to the Pod Gods Network.
And make sure you head on over to podgodsnetwork.com and check out all 115 million shows we have available for your free consumption. They're all free, they're all funny, and they're all fucking Pod Gods. Go check them out. Podgodsnetwork.com, 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 podgodsnetwork.com.
You are now listening to Blogging Under the Influence, where my dad and his buddies get drunk and talk smack. Talk smack.
Talk smack.
Hey, I'm the life of the party. Hey, look what I started. Hey, how you doing? What's up? Yeah, now everybody raise your cups and sing. Sobriety, 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 sobriety. Man, I never wanna grow up. Sobriety sucks.
Awesome. Yeah, we're discussing fake cigarettes here. We're all in the fake cigarette terrain. This is Blogging Under the Influence, episode 93, and my name's Mick.
J-Dub.
I'm Darren.
And my little ginger wife is running around somewhere. And
my ginger old lady's sitting over here playing on her goddamn cell phone.
So yeah, man, this has been like fucking 3 weeks since we did a regular BUI, since the Bill Levin interview.
Well, there's two of the Punching the Clown in here.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We were talking about electronic cigarettes during the intro.
Have I got a real one?
We've all quit smoking. I don't think so.
Wow.
No,
that's awesome.
I haven't had one in like 6 weeks.
It's been about a month for me.
It's just been whenever I've been bumming one, just because of my nerves. Like, I haven't actually.
You quit smoking like 4 years ago. Now you're bumming cigarettes? What the fuck's wrong with you?
11-year-old?
That's how it starts.
He's a loser.
I've been taking care of an 11-year-old, and the doctor won't give me Valium, so.
Go buy. You. That's how you quit smoking, though, was an electronic cigarette.
Yeah. The one of them Fuma is one of the first ones.
Yeah.
Purple motherfuckers.
Yeah. Because you did that. So that's the first time I went on the electronic one.
Well, I was only on it, like, just a short period of time. I just said, fuck it.
Yeah. Now I'm fucking addicted to these things now.
Well, I'm addicted to other things that we won't even talk about.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Nicotine don't have to be one of them. I really only want to smoke when I drink. And, you know, I just cracked this 40 about a quarter of it ago. And that's why I said nobody's got a real cigarette, really.
There's not one in the house.
You know what I mean? Because that's the only time I want to smoke.
Right.
I go all week long and don't smoke nothing but fucking weed. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need no fucking nicotine.
Right. I do, apparently. It's my vice. It helps me not kill people at work. And
are you sure they're not putting nothing in the fucking vapor now to make you want it?
Well, yeah, they are. It's called nicotine.
Well, I mean, other than nicotine, I don't know.
Oh, I have no idea.
I don't keep up on none of that shit anymore because I don't use it.
I've done my research. I think it's...
If any of the big companies got their hands on it, like, I'm really surprised that Philip Morris or R.J. Reynolds hasn't came out with their own electronic cigarettes.
Yeah, they make too much money on the others, and they're pushing their line in the FDA's pockets to not get these approved.
It doesn't matter if they get approved for what?
Smoking cessation method or a safer alternative. The FDA will not put their stamp of approval on this being a safe
product.
There's
all kinds of safer alternatives to all kinds of things that the fucking government won't do, but yet they want to take guns away from fucking people.
Right, yeah.
We don't want to get started on this soapbox either.
Oh, that's fine. We've talked about it plenty. It's a big thing, and we got some other crazy shit happened this week concerning guns up. Want to bring up as well, but I don't care if the FDA approves them or not. I mean,
I don't want them to ban them.
I don't want them to be banned either. Yeah, or taxed. Yeah, exactly. If the FDA does approve them, then they probably would be more mass produced by the larger companies, and we end up paying $6 a fucking cartridge.
Just like, yeah.
And I'd have to switch to gum at that point or something.
Yeah. Come.
Gum. Like, I thought real seriously about switching to the patch.
Talking about
doing the patch like Tyson did. But
I'm over here love scrubbing the dog.
I'm getting hairy. Yeah.
He's lipsticking, I think.
Yeah, that nicotine gum is...
I got to remember, this is BUI, not Punching the Clown. We're not vulgar here.
Okay, Punching the Clown. What's that? What are we talking about?
Punching the Clown was my failed attempt at a podcast that I've recorded a few episodes that I'll probably make available to people eventually.
All right. You're failed? Why is it a failed attempt?
I don't know. I'm just saying that right now. Okay. I'm going to continue it. I don't know if I'm going to call it Punching the Clown. I don't know if I'm going to try to... make a better masturbation reference. I don't know. I don't know. That's what I put something about it. They were like, I put something about, you know, are you ready for Punching the Clown on my Facebook? And somebody was like, is that what you're calling it these days?
Like, well, yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty old school reference. Don't hear it a lot anymore, but I did try to do some research for you on that. I couldn't find another podcast named that.
Well, there we go.
So that's a plus.
There we go.
So what's this podcast about, other than masturbation?
Oh, well. Women accidentally getting icy hot on their hoo-haws. I've got this special guest. She's came in a couple times. She works at a nursing home here in Indiana, and she's always got a shit story for me about right. something.
I'm waiting to hear some of those from Tyson, because that's what he's doing these days.
Oh,
that's
really?
Yeah. Well, actually, he's working in a, and I won't say where, but he's actually working in an orthopedic place now.
Gotcha.
But his first half of the semester for his clinical was in a nursing home. So yeah, he didn't talk about it on the air, but he had a couple shit stories.
Well, I don't want to give away like one of my whole shows because it's probably the funniest thing that happens the whole show, man. I'll just put it to you this way. It involves shit 4 foot up a wall and puke for about a fucking good 6 foot offset.
Yuck.
Yeah. So, have you ever seen fucking I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell? I think it's fucking worse than that scene when he goes fucking running through.
Never seen
Max,
that.
Tucker Max. Yeah, I read the Max. Book. Yeah, it's a real guy. Yeah, it was actually... little funnier to read it in the book, but they did a good job in the movie.
Yeah, it's the only guy I found that's a bigger douchebag than me.
Yeah, oh, he is a total asshole.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
There was a story.
Hey, why would I want to watch this based on that?
Because you will be like, oh my god, that guy's in my life. His name's Festy.
Yeah, my girlfriend bought that for me for my birthday, the book and the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I read some
excerpts.
Well,
there you go. Bring me the movie. I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I'll let you borrow the Batmans or something.
Oh, cool.
Oh, you don't have a fucking Blu-ray player yet.
Not yet. I will have one soon. My DVD player's fucking up on me. So.
You don't have a PS3?
No.
You of all people? Really? You don't game at all
PC.
No more?
He's never been a console guy.
PC gaming was all I ever
played. Last console you had was
you would play console down at... Rogers' and shit. We'd sit down there years ago and get drunk as fuck.
Well, that was the PS1.
Yeah.
No, but I think that was N64, dude. Down there.
We played Snowboarders on the PS1.
Cool Borders.
Cool Borders, yes.
Woodgety, motherfucker.
I got some good memories of that place. That
apartment above the fucking laundromat. It always smelled good.
Yeah.
It always smelled like clean laundry in there, man.
Oh. I was going to say the 15 fucking cats that took over the kitchen.
I wasn't talking about the kitchen. I'm talking about the part
right.
above the laundromat.
Yeah, the part that William...
Where we hung out.
That William OCD cleaned.
Yeah.
They still had 15 fucking cats. My eyes would swell shut every fucking time. They did. They And it wasn't just because we were smoking. You remember, was either one of you there when I think I already had my apartment in Fort Wayne. Remember I bought mice? I bought a couple of mice to take up there as pets with me, just laboratory mice. And I bought one of those clear balls that you put gerbils or hamsters in. I put both mice in one ball. And I threw it on the floor at William's house with all them cats.
I wasn't there, but I mean, that was funny as fuck.
Wow. Them cats went fucking apeshit trying to get those mice out of there.
Oh, that's great.
That was a good time.
I got a real funny cat story, dude. actually.
Okay.
Shoot. If you want to go on with the cat story, sure. Real quick, get a little segue.
Hey, speaking of cats!
The old lady had these cats when we first got together, man, that fucking couldn't stand me. Like, literally, if I didn't have my shoes beside the bed, they'd get, like, sprayed or puked or fucking. Like, they were both males, didn't like me in the house. It was fucking hilarious, right? So, I go chasing after one day, right? Because I don't remember, it did something along them lines, and I was like, fuck it, your ass is going out the fucking door. So, it gets in between the crevice. You know, like, the gap between the floor and the microwave cart stand thing, only the casters are supposed to be able to fit in, this fucking 25-pound lard-ass cat squeezes itself into that fucking gap running away from me and shit, right? So I go to reach in to grab it, and it fucking sticks its hand out like a Freddy Krueger thing. Just thrashing the fuck at me, dude. So, like, every time I see a cat that looks at it, I can't help but to think about that, dude. It's like, I've never heard a cat make that sound or act like that or anything. Like, I
saw one on TV that was making goat noises. Or a sheep or something. Sound like a goat or a sheep, one of the two. Or don't they sound the same? I don't know.
Bah?
No, it wasn't bah.
I've never bought a pair of Velcro traps, so I don't know.
Yeah, we're not that close to the country around here to know what a sheep sounds like. So.
I ain't never stumped and broke one of them yet.
Well, since Scott's not here, yeah, we can say that. I don't have Scott's number. I was going to call him to see if he wanted to come tonight, but I couldn't find his number, so I said, fuck it. He missed another show. And Henry, have you ran into Henry lately?
I haven't seen Henry again. Not sure if he's got that house yet or not.
Henny.
Yeah.
I ran into him last week.
You're not on mic.
On Wednesday.
You're not on mic.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I'll shut up.
But if you were on mic, then John should be mad because you're not on John.
Nice. Well, let's talk about something really fucking sad.
Why?
Shall we?
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to bring up, you talked about guns and gun control earlier.
Yeah.
What do you think about what happened in Gas City last weekend? I don't want to bring up any names or specifically what happened, but...
I think it was horrible. Horrible. I actually know people that directly affects.
Right.
That are part of my everyday life.
Yeah, there's a young lady, she's 26, right?
Yeah, I do believe.
And she was brutally fucking murdered by two... piece of shit motherfuckers. Luckily, they got caught. But the way this young lady died was fucking atrocious.
I hadn't heard details.
Yeah.
I thought.
Where have you been, dude? Like, do you not get on Facebook?
I read the paper.
Oh. Log into Facebook every once in a while and check your news feed. I bet you got a friend that knows about this.
Yeah. Well, R6.
Yeah. Guaranteed.
You know, this falls on the heels of all the gun control sentiment, and it's hard to be one of the fucking rah 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 pro gun guys after hearing a story about somebody that died like that.
It is,
and I don't want guns taken away from anybody. And this is a shotgun. This is
anybody can go
in her house. It wasn't brought by the perpetrators.
Right, it was there for home protection to begin with.
And she wasn't even awake when it happened.
No.
But nobody knows the real story.
No, man. Nobody knows the real story.
Was it loaded? Did they have to load it? You know, right. Nobody, I mean, if it was sitting there and it was loaded, there was whatever, that's bad gun ownership.
True.
You know, that's bad gun ownership. I'm responsible enough to know that, you know, yeah, if you're going to keep one around for home ownership, you don't keep it loaded. You just keep it where you can get it loaded sufficiently.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you got a kid running around the place.
Have these fucking low-life piece of shit motherfuckers been officially charged with anything yet?
Do you know? That I don't know. Yeah,
I know they were arrested.
What do you got?
I know. Already post on the
They were arrested, but...
I know that they were arrested, but I didn't know if they've been in front of a judge yet or if they're just sitting in the Hilton.
They're not, no bond or bail.
Right.
Well, they stole her car afterwards and took off, which is, you know, just stupid. And
I don't even troll Facebook like I used to. I just have it linked to other shit to where I can just click share from my cell phone from shit that people share with me.
Well, I work in Gas City.
Right.
So
a few blocks from where it went down.
Right, exactly. And so there are people that knew her, knew of her, or whatever, knew relatives of her.
Right.
Like her uncle, I guess, was real big. Not real big, but he was very vocal that day before they got caught.
Right.
And after they got caught, he was very vocal about it. And he went to school with some people that I work with. And
it squeaked.
Some of the backlash, I guess, that some people had opinions on. One of her relatives said that these people are lucky that the police caught them and they didn't.
Well...
And people were like, well, you can't say stuff like that. It's like, how the fuck else are you supposed to feel in that situation? And God forbid something like that happened to one of my family members. I would feel the exact same way.
Dude, mm-hmm. I have been to jail more times for doing the right thing than I've been to jail for doing something that's actually illegal.
Right. Right.
So, there you go. There you go. If I was them motherfuckers, they better fucking... be lucky. You know what I'm saying? That was one of my direct family members. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'd probably be arrested right now. They'd be keeping me in a different part of the jail because I probably would have already done tried to went berserker style through there.
All right.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, I don't think... we have the death penalty in Indiana. This would be a situation that certainly calls for the death penalty.
We don't use it enough.
That's what I was going to say. I don't think we use it much. I don't remember the last time somebody got put to death in Indiana.
I can't either.
I know it's an option, but I don't think we use it much. But hopefully
this is
one of the times they open it up. And one of the dudes is 17. He's going to be tried as an adult.
And he should be.
But... you know, you think a jury's going to give a 17-year-old the death penalty?
Probably not.
I don't see it happening.
You think I would?
I don't see it happening. Yeah, I think you would. I don't see it happening, and the other guy didn't play as big a role as the...
Bring me the gun. I'll do it for you.
From the rumors that I heard anyway, which you can't take for truth, but from what I heard, the older guy involved didn't play as big a role. And actually got threatened by the other one if he didn't help him that he was going to kill him.
That's the exact story I've heard, too.
Right. And that came from the son of a police officer. Told me that. Doesn't mean it's fact or anything.
Right, but
you know.
I think there's actually... I think somebody actually even typed... That's what I read it.
Okay.
And it had the name of the son...
Right.
In parentheses at the bottom.
Right.
And everything, yeah. So.
So, I mean, that's a fucked up situation to be in, too.
Yeah.
I'm with you, right? You decide to kill somebody.
Yeah.
And you tell me, if you don't fucking help me hide this body,
I'm fucking killing
you. I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Now I'm on the hook for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
For murder.
Yeah.
I guess choose your friends wisely, people.
Yeah. Well, shit. I mean, really.
And
like...
that other guy was too fucking old to be hanging out with that younger kid anyway.
Well,
I think
you don't have to be a fucking caped crusader to see what the fuck was going on there.
Right. Exactly. Good point. But I heard other people try to make it a racial thing.
Somebody was slipping in the proverbial bat cave.
I heard other people try to make it a racial thing too, right? Because
I won't even say
the colors of the people that
like, who gives
what
a
color
fuck,
the
dude?
Lady was
Everybody
and what color
purple
the people were, but they were different races. The guys were one race and the woman was another race. Doesn't fucking matter what race. But all the rednecks that I work with were like, well, better hope none of this race shows up at the funeral. The funeral's tomorrow. I looked at that guy and I said, that's the most ignorant fucking thing I've ever heard you say.
No shit.
He's like, well, it's the truth. I'm like, no, it doesn't matter what... It wasn't a racially motivated thing to begin with. And if this young lady had...
That we know of.
Had friends...
you know, like, we don't know what... There could have been some side thing that we don't know. I mean,
right. But what I'm saying is, if this young lady had friends...
Right.
Of another race...
Then these redneck
motherfuckers are saying, no, you can't... Those people can't come to the funeral because we're retarded hicks, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no other way around it.
Yeah, well.
It's like saying they're all guilty.
Right, yeah.
Right, because
every person of this race, yeah, that's why I'm not putting any labels on it, because it don't fucking matter. It shouldn't even be an issue. It's just shows the fucking stupidity that still exists. And another thing happened, the Brandon Pettiford thing. Remember seeing about that on Facebook?
Yeah, but...
Okay, he's a mixed guy. Goes to school down, I think, Indiana State. Terre Haute?
I didn't know what to believe, what it was exactly. Like, I seen... Like, people started making, like, those e-cards with the funny memes, sands and
the
shit.
Memes, yeah.
Like, about it. So I didn't know if it was true or what to believe.
Like, it's true. I work with the guy's dad.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, I didn't even know.
He's from Marion. I work with his dad.
You start doing shit like that, then jokes. You know, there's too many jokes about shit. You don't know when it's that when it's something serious, you shouldn't be fucking doing no memes about it.
Exactly.
Man.
Exactly. And it pissed me off when I seen it. And I after seeing so many of them, I had to say some things because Brandon is mixed. Actually, he's beyond mixed. His dad is half white, half black. I think his mom is like half white, half Mexican or something. But the guy was supposedly dancing with some white girls at a club down in Terre Haute. And a couple of redneck motherfuckers followed him and stomped him the fuck out. Was stepping on his face and shit. And
man.
He was a pretty big dude, but he's a big teddy bear, too. You know what I mean?
Well,
One of the nicest... I worked with him, too. He was summer help. And just a really nice guy. I don't understand why anybody would want to beat the hell out of somebody like that. But it was racially motivated. It was some fucking white people trying to be supremacists. And
this is what I kind of brought this up.
Crazy.
About even... It's here's the thing, man. It goes on everywhere. It even still goes on in music. All right? In the 80s, the music was more diverse than it is now.
How so?
Okay, you had people like Anthrax and Public Enemy hooking up, going on tour together because everybody that liked fucking metal liked rap. Now, if you like fucking hip-hop and I like fucking death metal, me and you can't be friends because you're a bunch of wiggers and we're a bunch of fucking darkies. You know what I mean?
Or whatever. You may see that on the local level here, man, but I don't think that's the case.
You see it on a national level. You don't see fucking concerts going on like that no more.
What about Taylor? Taylor Swift just... played a show with was it Nelly? Maybe it's T.I. I don't know. There's a lot of diversity going on there. I don't know about death metal.
Well, I don't know about death metal either, to be honest. I'm just putting that as a fucking example.
Right.
Like, you know? I just got turned on to Mumford and Sons
today. Oh, yeah. They're nice.
Dude, that's like electric bluegrass to me, man.
Yep.
And like folk, like Irish folk all combined together. Dude, I love that shit, man. I just sat and jammed to that for about fucking 4 hours today. Just lost, man.
I spent
doing what I
probably 2 hours on St. Patrick's Day watching Dropkick Murphys videos. They're awesome. That dude can't sing for shit either. That's the funny thing. He really can't fucking sing.
Irish folk metal, man. That's some funny shit, dude.
Well, that's pretty much what
Yeah.
Dropkick Murphys is. Or what's that other band? The Flogging Molly?
The flogging.
Yeah. I listen to some of them, too.
Oh, would you look at the time? It's Fab 30.
Fab 30. You put that on Facebook the other day,
too. Yeah.
Weird motherfucker.
Yeah. I like to tell people. Well, people are going to tell me what they're going to have for dinner. I'll tell them when I want to masturbate. Tweet that, bitch. I'm coming. I'm spent.
Yeah. You hear that, Brian?
Hashtag.
Brian from the Garage Cast, right? He got diagnosed with diabetes a month ago, month and a half ago. So he's been on this diet, basically. And he'll spend a half an hour every Garage Cast now talking about what he's eating and how good his shits are now. And now all his Facebook posts are like his fucking smoked salmon that he made for dinner. And he used to go off about people posting their dinner and on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook yeah. shit. Now that's all he does.
Yeah, well.
And he admits it. He thinks it's funny. He's being a big old hypocrite. But he's getting healthy, man. That's cool. It's very cool. I think he quit smoking, too.
Wow.
I think Jake quit smoking, too. I heard him say he got a pack of blues.
Well, the last time he was on, I was like, well, is that a blue? Called him out on it. He's like, yeah. This?
$60 for a starter kit.
Two batteries and five cartridges and all the chargers.
I get through them five cartridges and be like, man, get this fucker away from me again. See, that's just how I am.
Well, then get you a disposable one and just hit it when you're drinking.
Yeah.
But you're saying, I don't know if we talked about
this. I think I'm just
going
to get a hookah or just smoke weed 24/7 or move to a legal state so I can smoke weed and I have to worry about the fucking cops chasing my fat smoky ass down.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Indiana, how well did that interview go? Like, what's Indiana looking like, man? I was too fucked up to send you my questions. Sorry.
Bill, you know, I asked him flat out when he thinks Indiana will be start the legalization process. And he flat out said 2015. He said it'll be legal to possess by 2015.
Really?
I was like, you're fucking kidding me, right? He's like, he said, I have no doubt about it.
Well, I forgot that part.
You don't remember that? You were fucking here.
Yeah, I know. I was here.
You actually did talk in that interview a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had some questions for him because I was actually just had got out of a facility here in Indiana.
Okay.
For...
Vacation. You're on a vacation.
Yeah.
With the Carnival Cruise Lines or what?
Fuck that, dude. Their toilets back up. I shit like a motherfucker. I got stomach problems. I was on a vacation I didn't want to be on. And when I got out, they had actually started talking about they were going to go through and see how many inmates in Blackford County that they could release on petty marijuana charges.
Right.
And it was like,
like 90%.
Well, yeah, but like the number that they gave for the actual people didn't really sound that great, and so they just stuck with that. They didn't tell you how much of your tax dollars goes to keep that set amount of people there.
Oh, right.
Instead of going to the other shit.
Yeah.
And that's part of the money that legalizing saves, because just like I said, I don't live in a legal state, and I don't give a fuck.
But they lose the income from the people on probation, though. You know, it's in order for the powers.
But they're going to get that in taxes
when it costs $40,000 a year
if they go that
prison,
right.
Keep somebody incarcerated.
Right, the incarcerations are a different thing.
You can go to Harvard for $40,000 a year.
Hey, how much do you think one of them drones cost? I was just posting about this on Facebook earlier. How much do you think one of them drones cost they're using to kill motherfuckers right now and spy on motherfuckers?
Yeah.
$380,000 a fucking drone. These missiles that we keep launching, $3,800,000. Good thing that wasn't on a computer or that fucking recorder. I kick you in the kent.
In the bathroom.
Darren's girl spilling shit on the table. You're fired.
Usually that's, well, shit. I don't spill. I just fall.
You're right.
Tripping without me again, Dickie?
No, I just fall.
Literally guardrail. Tripping.
That guardrail's not very sturdy, by the way, on the staircase.
Yeah, I know. It's not.
It used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it used to be.
Till the first three times you left this house. Yeah, I seen a picture of, I don't know if it was real or not, but it was funny. It was a picture of George Orwell's condo. And it had a little round thing, you know, stating this is where George Orwell lived when he wrote the book 1984.
Right.
And right in front of the building was a fucking surveillance camera that said this premises being monitored 24/7 by whatever city police. Oh, it was on Jesse Ventura's page. He's the one that put it up. He's like, what kind of sick,
dude,
twisted joke
Jesse, man.
Is our government playing on us? Yeah, I sent him a message, try to get him on the show, but he never responded. So he's probably too big for our britches.
You're fucking BUI, dude.
Oh, we got his buddy on.
Yeah.
Well, semi buddy. I mean, hell, he's friends with fucking Willie Nelson too. I got pictures of those two motherfuckers shaking hands and shit, but you know, that don't mean nothing. You know what I mean? Dude, if you get Willie Nelson, dude, don't let him be on. Dude, I want to hang out. I'll get that motherfucker high. We'd be smoking weed out an apple that night, man.
I don't think I'm going to even try to go after Willie Nelson.
Dude,
but...
I would love to smoke weed with Willie.
Who sings that song, I'll Never Smoke Weed with Willie Again?
I don't
it's on
know.
Bob and Tom.
My party's all over before it begins.
Yeah. Tim Wilson? Is it Tim Wilson?
It might be. I don't know. Google that shit.
Nah, too lazy. Well, hey, let's take a break. We'll come back, do have some regular news stories we'll cover. We'll play Guess the Headline. Fuck it. Why not? We haven't done that in a long time. So, yeah. Check this motherfucking commercial out, people. We'll be back.
You're listening to Joey Fielder's podcast on the Podgods Network.
Hello and welcome to a preview of the Joey Fielder's podcast on the Podgods Network. My name's Mike.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Lou.
And we're here to tell you about our podcast, and we're going to do it in a slightly different fashion to the other ads you may have perhaps heard on the network. And we're going to play a game in this preview, guys. We each have to discuss
the podcast. Okay.
And what listeners can expect to hear. Without repeating what the previous player may have said.
Okay,
going around.
Are you
going
to start us off?
The Jellyfields podcast is...
A...
Podcast...
That...
Is...
Strange...
Because...
We...
Are...
All...
Very...
British...
That...
Is...
Our...
Cross to bear...
But...
Not your...
Problem?
I stole a word. Keep going, Lou.
However...
Sorry.
We
enjoy
murder. However,
not
much more
than
you.
We
do
pay
adequately
for
murdering.
Podcast
is
are
grammatically
incorrect
error.
So
when
we
record
a
podcast,
you
find
us
talking
a lot
shit.
Please
help
Chris
by
some
means
that any
one
can
help
the
abomination
befalling
our
planet. In summary,
I
apologize
once
for
murdering
your
family.
Please accept
my
sincerest
children.
Open brackets. Ferrets. Close brackets.
What the fuck was that?
All right, welcome back to Blogging Under the Influence. Who wants to play Guess the Headline?
Oh, I do.
I do.
All right. We don't have any naysayers this time. Usually it's Scott, like, yeah, go ahead, whatever. Henry, I don't fucking care. I'm rich.
What was the question?
I'm rich, bitch!
Yeah.
God, I hope he hears that. All right, yes. Guess the headline. Yes, I'd like to open the link, computer. You dirty son of a bitch.
Was that seven?
All right, teens behind blank prank being charged with multiple crimes.
Milk.
Ding, 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 ding. Specifically what, though?
Oh, that stupid shit where they're tripping and throwing it and shit.
Yeah. Have you seen this, Jason?
No.
All right. Let's turn your monitor on there.
The newest fad, like planting.
We got to do some good commentary here because there's not a whole lot of audio to go along with it, but... And I don't have the audio plugged in, but let's watch this fucking video here. We might not watch the whole thing, but fuck you, advertisements.
Oh, that's Coyotes.
This podcast brought to you by Revo, available on iTunes.
That is Revo.
So these kids are basically, they're making themselves trip and fall in the middle of grocery stores with 2 gallons of milk or 2 gallons of liquid in their hand.
I think we've probably done something like that before, but it's usually because we were drinking in the back.
Right. We're chugging lemon extract and shit. Eating whole bottles of Dramamine.
I feel a Slibs story coming
in.
Oh,
yeah, that was Slibs. So, yeah, these kids are acting like they're hurt after they're pretending to fall and busting 2 complete gallons of milk or chocolate milk or whatever, having people try to help them up and shit. But bottom line is, these guys are being charged with multiple crimes. Authorities in Fairfax County say they've spent the last few weeks studying the online video showing the band of merry pranksters behind the so-called gallon smashing fad, destroying property at multiple supermarkets, and are now ready to charge the boys with multiple counts of destruction of property and disorderly conduct. So why does this generation of kids think it's okay to do a bunch of illegal shit and put it online and not act like they're gonna get, or act like they're not gonna get fucking sued over it?
How old are you, dude? Like not even a few months older than me.
I'm 34.
Grandpa?
Yeah.
They're having fun, man. Let them have their fun. Well, put it on YouTube.
No, they're doing illegal shit. I did shit like this.
I was going to say, you don't have time to tell but me you didn't do anything
recording it
with me
and putting
when we
it
were
on
kids?
The internet
bullshit.
Is the last fucking thing I would think of
you
doing.
You did too, motherfucker.
Oh, we did shit way worse than this.
Yeah.
But to be recorded, record it, and post it.
We didn't have
online.
A fucking video camera, right. We would.
Yeah, no. It would be on the cell phone. We were
for
smarter.
Private usage, maybe. enough of these jackasses.
We could put fucking floating smiley faces over their heads and shit. You know, like our heads.
Photoshop. Yeah. Yeah, right. Well, they didn't do that.
No, well, that's where they fucked up.
Right.
See, our generation was smart enough to not get caught. You gonna try to tell me you never took a baseball bat to a mailbox?
No,
tell me
actually.
You never thrown a fucking bowling ball through somebody's windshield after you fucking... Watch Days to Confuse.
Oh, well.
I did that to a boss's car after I got fired. Went to jail for that, too.
No, we stole some signs. Jason was no stranger to stealing signs. His apartment had a bunch of them.
And a parking meter.
So did yours in Fort Wayne.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I remember the parking meter, too. Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
It was pretty heavy.
Yeah, but you would not fucking film
that.
That
was pretty heavy, man.
You would not film that and put it on the internet. No. No way in hell.
Hell no.
And these guys are not only destroying $10 worth of milk at once on purpose, they're fucking throwing shit like into the goddamn racks and breaking whatever's there. You know, they're doing
potentially maybe at making least, a hazard for thing. Other customers.
$40-$50 worth of damage, not including whatever.
So, if they pay for it. Because you got fucking shows like Betty White's off their fucking rockers going out there, and they're doing all kinds of fucked up shit in fucking public and destroying shit too, and it's fine because they paid for it. That's all the difference.
But
just pay for what you fucking
get. Jackass. Number one, for this.
Number one, you have to have a permit to film things for commercial use. You can't Correct. Just go out and do that. You Correct. Have to have permission.
Unless so it's in public.
The Betty White thing, I'm not counting that because they're getting permission prior to before they film anything.
That's fine. Get it.
They're in a private business.
Right.
These kids are. You know, so they're not getting permission from anybody and saying, well, we'll pay you after the fact ain't going to fucking fly in court.
No, it's not gonna happen. It might have if they did it first.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Bunch of fucking retards.
I was thinking about a way to sell my hooch, dude, without having to pay fucking taxes and shit like the churches do. Like, can I work that loophole where, like, you give me donations to help me run my brewery and I'll just so happen to give you a case of my product?
I don't know.
That's how churches do it. They make wine in their monasteries, and then when they get donations from fucking places, they send them a case of fucking wine. And that's why people make donations, so send your donations, too.
Right.
Well, you know?
Let's not go off on the corruption of the church right now.
Praise Jesus.
We got a new pope, though.
Oh, yeah? How many children you got?
Good job, Catholics. Your fucking pope quit.
Yeah.
First time in 600 years.
He Your had pope health problems, but at quit. The same time, come on.
You know what the difference between the races really is? In a white church, they fuck your children. In a black church, they fuck your wife. That's what it really is.
Wowzers.
I'm serious. And if you're white, you're not allowed to say hurrah anymore. Because that's racist as fuck.
Hero?
Hurrah.
Hero?
That's racist.
Welcome to church. Jesus Christ, a radical racist. A Seventh-day Adventist.
What's the name of that crazy fucking church the Boy Scouts have their meetings in? I was talking about this at work. People get a fucking kick out of me being like all anti-church at work now.
Presbyterian.
Ah. They're brainwashing motherfuckers.
What was this?
Well, it's not the one I thought it was, but.
Right by the library.
Yeah.
I say we were all born atheist and then somebody started telling us lies. That's what I say.
Not of agreement from J-Dub. I'm not atheist. I believe in God. I don't believe in religion.
Yeah.
Bottom line. Anyway.
Unless I can talk in tongues and have snakes crawl on me. There's one of those in Hartford, too.
Are you a Bang Theory kind of guy, maybe?
I like Bang, but... Oh, you're still talking religion.
I love the theory of banging. Let's talk more.
What do you feel about Bush?
One finger or two.
I prefer Bear 4.
No, we were talking about the smoke when they were selecting a pope or whatever.
Yeah, it's got to be some
smoke
good
or black
shit, smith.
Dude.
Smoke. It'll like,
they get somebody high asked me to forget they touched a kid. They're both fucking got good smoke coming out. So,
somebody asked me if I knew what the different smoke was. I said, yeah, the black smoke means they haven't selected a pope. The white smoke is just the tortured souls of all the molested children.
Well, everybody, it could be used rubber on the black.
Everybody in that break room looked at me and fucking busted out laughing. And one of them was pretty religious. But not Catholic.
Jeebus.
But not Catholic. All right, we ready for the next story? We're done talking about these.
What is it? What is it? Like Cardinals 12, children 0?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, it is March Madness time.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Can we say that?
Why?
Isn't it kind of like
still fucking snowing out?
Oh, shit. Did you see where that fucking prosecutor's talking about the fucking goddamn groundhog, man? They're talking about putting that motherfucker to death.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a joke.
That's fucking dumb. No, it was on a news thing, Fox News.
Yeah, I seen it. But it's like that whole thing. It's a novelty, number one.
Is it a novelty?
You were the first one to put on Facebook.
I said I was going to barbecue that motherfucker that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I did say that. Now there's now there's memes floating around.
Yeah, now there's memes. That's I noticed that. I'm like, well, John just, he already called that out.
Right.
Like a month ago.
What'd I say, $100 for the head of Punxsutawney Phil or something like that?
I commented on that bitch. I was like, I'm going to barbecue that son of a bitch.
Right, yeah. And Brian from GarageCast put up that picture of a groundhog with a fucking revolver laying on its belly and blood on it.
On the right side, there's like a little bullet right behind his arm.
Yeah, because we're got 6 to 10 inches for Sunday, Monday.
That's what I'm hearing. I don't
probably
know.
Not going to happen. But
I'm not leaving my fucking house Sunday. I am. I got to go to GameStop now because the Wii fucking broke.
Well,
the Wii won't play games anymore.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah. I got a PS3 recently.
I got little kids, man. They like the Wii. I'm sure Donovan will like PS3, but I'll probably wait till Christmas and get the PS4.
I think Donovan would prefer his own handheld, sit in a corner with a blanket over his head and play.
I bet Donovan would talk into the microphone if he was on a podcast. I know, but your voice is coming this way. The mic's pointed that way.
If it was a dick wrapped in bacon, it'd be right in front of your mouth.
She'd peel the fucking bacon off.
Oh, son of a bitch. That just fucking caused me pain.
All right, let's move on to the next story.
Valerie's got her finger in her mouth like, dick wrapped in bacon? Mm. Fat girl.
Oh, happy. Shit. I can't.
Rape attempt. See? What?
I can't play guess the headline if I got two monitors going on and you're reading one of them. All right. Well, we'll just read this. Turn it back on. Read it, Festy.
I was having troubles there. Like, I was like, huh?
Read it out loud. This is a fucking show, man. We can't read your thoughts.
My bad. I thought you guys had ESPN. One and two. Rape attempt staged by a man looking to impress love interest with his heroism. Is this that motherfucker that faked the stabbing?
No, he faked. He had somebody try to fake rape a girl he was trying to date so he could look like a hero.
Yeah.
And it backfired.
Weird.
Didn't it?
Yes, it backfired.
That's because every woman secretly wants
rape. I saw the headline on MSN, but I never clicked on it.
Well, it's on the internet, so yeah, it backfired. If it worked, you probably wouldn't hear about it.
I didn't know if the cops got involved or...
Let's find out. A man in Arkansas who sought to show off his heroic side to a love interest decided to speed up the process by staging a rape attempt while the two were on a date. He kept watching the screwball comedy, clearly borrowed... That move from, okay, enough with your funny gawker. Police in Jonesboro, not Jonesboro, Indiana, Jonesboro, Arkansas, said Jeffrey Tyler Siegel, 26, and his lady friend were leaving the Lookout Pavilion at Crowley's Ridge Nature Center, like Aleister Crowley?
Mr. Crowley.
When they were attacked by a masked man brandishing a large knife. The attacker reportedly said to Siegel, "You can go, but your girlfriend stays."
He's singing Aussie.
Rather than stick around to watch her knight in plastic armor try and fend off her imminent rape, the woman instead decided to get the hell out of there and call the cops. Following the initial rounds of questioning during which Siegel claimed to have kneed the attacker in the stomach, causing him to flee the scene.
Must you keep reading?
Was conducted.
I already have something funny to say.
For the suspect, in which surprisingly turned up nothing. So what do you have that's oh so funny to say, Mr. Festy?
What would have been even better is if, like, okay, the dude, it was obvious, like, you know, it was like a couple dudes who were like, all right, dude, you go try to do this. And then, like, while you're trying to do this, I'm going to come in and I'm going to rough you up. And I won't rough you up that bad and blah-bitty blah, right?
Right.
So what would have been really cool is if, like, you know, dude that was supposed to do the rape, mm-hmm, was like, zip. And she was all down like a fat, dirty clown. She's like, when motherfucker walked in to fucking get it on, dude. And, like, he was like, oh, shit. Motherfucker's hung like a horse.
That would probably ruin the date.
Yeah. And it would have no longer became rape. It would have
been
your fun.
Own Starbucks, bitch.
Yeah. That, see,
what's
that
going through your head when you're trying to... I don't understand that.
What's going through what?
The like, guy that tried to set this up. Like, what the fuck is wrong with him?
Dudes will do anything to get laid.
I guess.
Think about it. Charlie Sheen.
Right. Okay.
He's got money. He can just pay for it.
I don't think
it,
he has to try
okay.
to get laid. It's... I think Charlie Sheen's doing all right.
He's got porn stars on payroll. So.
Right, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Are you talking about him paying Lindsay Lohan's bills?
There you go.
Yeah.
Now you're kind of getting onto it. Like, yeah, I hope guys that will works do anything out. For pussy, you know? Like, he just wanted to put his dick in Lindsay Lohan so he can be like,
yeah, he probably feels like...
Now you've got tiger semen in you because I'm a fucking warlock.
Kind of probably feels like she's in the same situation he was or is. And he's got the money to help her out, too. I don't know.
Yeah, she's a whole nother bag of fucking nuts.
Yeah.
She.
And not just the ones on her chin.
Right.
Or have been there. I want to be Bill Clinton famous. I've said this on a lot of shows. I even say this on my own show a lot. I want to be Bill Clinton famous to where, like, when a bitch sucks my dick, she's famous. You know what I mean? Like.
Right.
That's famous, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no rock star that's ever been that famous. Like, nobody gives a fuck except for, like, Pamela fucking Hepatitis C. Anderson.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, she was an actress, too, so she...
Right, there was Baywatch. Everybody that beat off the Baywatch, that's why her fucking sex tapes fucking hit. That, like, there's no rock star that's, like, you know... Not even fucking Gene Simmons has leaked sex tapes.
Right.
You know.
Potentially Tiger Woods.
Rather be what? Bill Gates famous.
Yeah, me too.
I got money and everybody leaves me the fuck alone.
Yep.
He donates half of what he makes to charity.
Yeah.
I want to be Trump just so I can
and
fire
when he dies,
the fuck
it's
out
all
everyone,
going to charity.
Too.
Yeah.
He ain't leaving his kids a penny.
Be like Trump, have celebrity podcaster.
I'd like to hit Donald Trump in the fucking face with a frying pan.
Really? I think that motherfucker should be president.
I don't.
I do.
He can't even get his own hair under control. What's it?
He's a fucking failed. Businessman, and America needs a businessman. Actually, what we really need is a damn good fucking drug.
He'd be a better businessman if he kept his fucking mouth shut.
Well,
you know how many businesses he's run into the ground? He always comes back.
But how many businesses has he fucking put through the roof?
Yeah, he's always come back.
Well, daddy will give him another fucking $10 million. Don't worry.
Is his dad rich?
Yeah, that's how he got his fucking first $50 billion to begin with, was his dad fucking giving him everything.
I don't think he had $50 billion, maybe $50
million. Whatever. You,
a little different.
How much do I give a fuck
just
about money?
Just to make sure,
you know, I'm sitting in here wearing a pair of a fucking Kmart hoodie, a Walmart shirt, and a pair of fucking Chuck Taylors. Do you think I give a fuck about some money?
Yeah. I wish I didn't care about money.
My clothes
I'd
all
call
came from a garage sale.
Coffee,
though. Except for the jeans. I fucking hate these jeans.
But see, I worry about buying jeans from a garage sale because I don't wear underwear, so...
You and Tyson should start a club.
Freeballing?
Yeah.
From under cheese.
Free from under. If you don't sweat, you don't get from under.
Well, thank God it's March and it's still freezing.
The Hoosier Free Bowlers Association.
I'm starting to wonder how cute I would look with that bow in my head. I'm almost that drunk.
Off of 40?
Oh, I was drinking Long Island's since 4.
All right.
Got this on my way in.
Listen to this. Woman's house burns to the ground after she blank.
Farts.
Her Hitachi catches on fire.
What?
Her Hitachi catches on fire.
Her Hitachi overheats.
Her vibrator shorts out.
Well, that's Hitachi.
Hitachi magic wand.
You don't know what a
they're
Hitachi
plug
is?
In. They're body massagers that they've got.
Yeah, we got one
for.
In the other room.
I was going to say, okay, which one of you motherfuckers got one?
You know what I'm talking about. Ours isn't a Hitachi, but we really did get it as a massager. It had attachments like for your back. And
not by the look of your wife's face. You didn't.
Yeah. I won't get into all that, but.
Okay, it's one of those ones that's like a wand with the big thing at the end. Dims the lights and shit.
Well, ours has a light. Ours has a light and a heater.
What's this ours? Does it get used on you, too?
Yeah, on my back and shit, it did. I don't even know where it's
on
at.
On your backside?
I put it in my anus, yes. That's what you're getting it at.
That's an awfully big bulb. That's like putting a microphone in your ass.
It is, well... I get anally raped just about every day at work, so I could use a coffee can as a butt plug at this point.
I can see that. Yeah.
Okay. The best
you can
part
see that. I have an account on YouTube.
Are you throwing gallon milk jugs at people at the same time or
no,
what?
It's called One Guy's One Folgers.
It's actually a gallon of milk on there. It's one man, one gallon.
One man,
put it in upside
chocolate
down.
Milk.
Big in
squeeze,
first.
And then I break the fucking seal of the milk, and it shoots out everywhere.
Nice.
It's beautiful.
Should do it on canvas and then fucking sell it as art.
You've never seen a short, fat man bleeping a gallon of milk. You've never lived.
Jesus Christ. See what happens when I come into the fucking studios. It's like automatic douchebaggery.
So yeah, back to the guess the headline. Woman's house burns to the ground after she tries to kill a blank with blank. Gave you more of a hint.
Kill a mouse with a shotgun.
Okay, that's funny, but how'd that burn your house down?
Maybe she shot a wire in half.
Okay. Good hypothesis, but no.
A close call at my brother's house that way once. It was a .22, and they killed a mouse.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah.
Say it one more time.
Woman's house burns to the ground after she tries to kill a blank with blank.
A spider with fireworks?
A spider with
That's
something,
That's pretty fucking
yeah.
good. Say that again in the microphone.
A spider with fireworks?
Yep, nope.
No.
I'll give you fire. Fire's the last one. That's kind of obvious. It's not fireworks, though. It's just fire.
Hairspray?
She tries to kill a hairspray with fire.
No, using hairspray and a lighter.
No,
flamethrower.
No, we've got the fire part. We're just trying to figure out the animal now. What kind of animal was she trying to kill?
She was trying to kill a...
This is in northeast frog. Texas.
Scorpion.
Alligator?
What's a salligator?
Alligator. I started with something else. And
what was you going to start with?
Raccoon. That doesn't start with S either. But...
It's a fucking snake.
Oh.
Woman's house burns to the ground after she tries to kill a snake with fire. Now, this sounds like the most bullshit made-up story I've ever heard, but basically, she said while cleaning up, she saw a snake, threw gasoline on the snake, and then lit it on fire. And the snake went into the brush pile, and a brush pile caught the home on fire. This sounds like, holy shit, I'm about to lose my house. I've got insurance. Let me burn it down. Oh, fuck, I got caught. I was trying to kill a snake.
Good story, Mr. Blevins.
Oh! Wow.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yep, that just happened.
Word.
Word. Yeah, we won't be talking about that, but anyway. So yeah, I guess if you have a snake in your house, you probably shouldn't throw gasoline on it and light it on fire. Because why the fuck would anybody actually ever do that anyway?
Because they were behind on their house payments.
Right.
Same sort of deal with a rodent. You wouldn't want to soak them in a highly flammable substance and light them on fire because they are going to run into the wall
right,
and probably catch your house on fire.
But, on the other hand, if you think about this, if a person is an alcoholic and they piss you off real bad, they like drink, like, you know, whiskey all the time, for instance, you could just make a Molotov cocktail out of, like, fucking turkey, wild turkey 101 or something, and fucking
yuck,
smash it against their house and fucking burn it the fuck down, and everybody would think they just died because they're an alcoholic and had a candle lit.
Where are we going with this?
I don't know.
What's
trying to teach people how to burn down their house?
Well, in case you're thinking about murdering an alcoholic, try this.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Or burning down your house.
Moving on.
I was an alcoholic. Oops. My bottle of whiskey accidentally fell over into the candle.
All right, here's the last story we have for the
Maybe
evening,
I'm trying to teach
gentlemen.
Fraud. Why do you automatically think I'm trying to kill people?
Because you just said that.
Yeah, he was pretty blatant.
I'm not trying to kill people, I swear to God. Oh, hang on. I swear to dog. Fuck, I don't believe in those either.
Okay, guy scratches his own back and finds blank that's been in there for 3 years.
An M&M.
No. So dude's had a really itchy back, right? I've already read the story. But, you know, he's like, oh, God damn it. And he kept scratching it, broke the skin, and there was something underneath there. What was it?
I just said an M&M.
Not a goddamn M&M, no.
Like buckshot.
Buckshot. Nope.
BB.
Nope.
I already know the answer. I can't say anything.
Because you can read it.
A nickel.
Nope.
Yes.
What'd you call me?
Nickel.
Oh. Never mind.
Mr. Potato Head.
Right.
I never got that, other than the fact you were talking about some weird fapping session.
Tyson and Becky's daughter called me that when she was here the night that the walls were moving I was talking about.
Okay, now it's making
and
a little bit more
she
sense.
She called me Mr. Potato Head, and my Facebook was open, and somebody typed that on my wall.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, that was the...
Ren. Serenity,
yeah.
Okay.
And that was the roller coaster through Alice in Wonderland night.
That's a great game on PS3.
They left, and he left it open, and I went to go check my Facebook page.
Oh, you faped me.
No, Ren did.
Well, she can't type. She's 3.
Right.
I don't know, but I was starting to think you were getting ready to build a roller coaster in your backyard. I was getting a little weird. Weirded out there, pal.
So yeah, what'd this guy find in his back?
40 went bye-bye. I don't know. What was it again?
I haven't told you yet.
Oh,
shit. Have to guess.
A tramp stamp.
No, something was lodged in his back.
Oh, okay.
Something was lodged in his back, and it wasn't an M&M.
And it wasn't a BB.
Why the fuck would it be an M&M? Like, where does that
you
come
from? You don't
want
to know.
If it melts in your hands...
Was he Catholic? Or
not if he's got a...
Was he Catholic?
Cardinals 13, children 0.
I don't know what God he prays to. All right, it was a fucking knife blade.
What?
Now. Wow.
Broke off in his back?
He's probably just got to get a couple of friends like mine.
Yeah, Billy McNeely, a 32-year-old who lives near the appropriately named city of Yellowknife, remembers the night that he got stabbed. So here's what happened. Dude's having a birthday party. Arm wrestling contest ended with him being stabbed 5 times. Went to the doctor. They sewed up his shit. Didn't know there was a 2.5-inch knife blade lodged in his back. And how many ever years later, 3 years later, he fucking...
There's a knife blade and a fucking sponge still in his back.
Yep.
God damn. Malpractice suit.
Like a motherfucker, but the doctor that did is probably already dead by now.
Yeah, he said, my girlfriend got up and she started playing around with it and she maneuvered my back into a certain way and the tip of the blade poked out of the skin.
Wow.
7 centimeters long, 2.5 inches.
It couldn't have been that deep. The skin on your back is the thickest skin you have on your body.
Really?
It's pretty thick.
Thicker than the bottom of your feet?
Yeah.
That's good to know.
I literally got hobbit feet now.
You huddle down, like, to protect your organs, you're fairly safe because it's...
So if you're going to stab somebody, don't do it from the back. You want to do it from the back.
No, yeah.
Quit talking about good ways to murder people.
Sorry, man, I'm not...
Didn't we just, like... talk about how bad murder was in the first part of the show, and now you're like, well, if you're thinking about killing somebody,
I'm just trying to offer a different point of view. I'm sorry, I'm bipolar, all right, people?
All right. Running the whole Mobius of Hypocrisy on this show. That's the name of the show, Mobius of Hypocrisy. Look that up, kids. All right, well, we're going to wrap the show because I got to go finish making motherfucking boxes in the morning.
And I guess evidently I got to come up with a fucking, what's it called, for an excuse for the cops so I don't go to jail for trying to murder somebody.
Right.
Alibi.
Yeah. Alibi, yeah. I got to go stay home and work on my alibi.
Yeah, exactly. But it's been real. Hopefully next week I got a 3-day weekend and I want to get some podcasting done.
Get a good show.
And some music done.
Let's crash cast.
Working hard on Walk Tall and Kill Shit. It's coming together nicely. Got a good feature coming from a dude from Muncie. Got a good feature coming from that Play a Bone. Y'all remember who that is?
That's my fam.
Yes, sir. He's got a track in his hands right now. He's got a verse written.
No shit.
We got to knock it out. Yep.
No shit.
Knack's got a verse for me. Looking at 10 songs on the mixtape. It's going to be the best fucking thing I've put out. I Love Me, I put in the front of last podcast. You heard that, didn't you, Jason? Mm-hmm. It's a great song. We got a show tomorrow night, too. Mm-hmm. Beatniks. So, yeah. Been focusing more on music than I have on podcasting lately, so I apologize, but it is what it is. It's hard to do.
I'll be a son of a bitch.
That many things at once.
And work 60 hours a week.
60 hours. I wish I only worked 60 hours a week.
Jeez, you work so fucking much, man.
You work hours like I smoke grams.
Yep. It's all good. They pay me for it.
It's one thing to work at home. You know, I'm home.
Right.
I don't know how you do the hours you do.
It helps
still
that,
get the other stuff done.
It helps that it's the hours that it is, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're on
it helps that it's that. But honestly, as far as the podcasting and stuff, I got more done when I worked second shift because I didn't really fucking care if I stayed up till 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
But doing it this way, it's like normally by 10 o'clock, I was like, it's fucking bedtime. And
I can't believe motherfucker put down arithmetic to pick up a mic.
Hmm?
I said, I can't. I'm still in shock that a motherfucker put down arithmetic to pick up a mic. You know what I mean?
Oh, I inspired him.
It's fucking awesome.
I put out a song, and it hit me up like that day. And he's like, that's the kind of music I want to make. And I was like, okay, well, I'll have something for you. This is back in December. I was like, I'll put together something. We can work on something. And I sent him a track about
shit, that makes me want to hit the lab and engineer some motherfucking beats, man.
Yeah. Him and his brother. Well, I don't. We'll get into that off the air. But all right, well, for Blogging Under the Influence, episode 93, my name is Mick.
J-Dub.
Darren.
Shauna.
Okay. Bye.
Night-night.